slow, deep belly breaths. Begin the breath by pooching out the belly. More and more research comes out every month showing how this changes everything in the body and mind, calms and centers. Squeeze it all out. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Bring yourself to your very center. Your heart's just beside you on the left. Your lungs on the right and left behind the heart. Right in our center. What a wonderful, refreshing blessing of rain we've had lately. All the plants were so thirsty, and now they're all so full, and every leaf clean and glistening. All the spring growth now in full force. The blackberries loaded. Just starting to get a little pinkish red in them. The wild lettuce bolting, but still edible. The locust blossoms past edible stage, but still beautiful in those trees, so abundant here. The thousands of little baby bluegill, 1 inch long, in the lake in front of my house, or for the next couple of months, are in a great big school, thousands and thousands of them. And they move around on the lake in unison. The ones on the front edge of the school are breaking the surface. I got down close to the water to see what are they doing? Why? What are they eating or something there? You know, and I saw there had been a bloom of tiny little gnat-sized insects, millions of them, just on the surface of the water, timed with that spawn of the bluegill. So those thousands of little babies have something to eat. As they ease around the lake real slow. And the school of little bass are guarded by a 1.5 pound bass that keeps them together in a tight group, keeps them from spreading out, runs off any fish that come around them. And they stay close to the boat dock. Got their own bodyguard. The family of geese I befriended last year had a big commotion where the parents were running off their three children, demanding they go off on their own. It was quite a family upset, no doubt traumatizing for those babies. I felt so sorry for them. Being pushed away by their parents. Even though it was natural, the parents needed room to raise their new ones for this year. But I could feel the fear in those children and confusion at being pushed away by their parents. Some of us know that feeling. Lightning bugs coming back now reminded me of a memory we'll go to now. My early 20s, hitchhiking out west, spending the night under a bridge, a creek going by, it's good and dark. I'm just sitting there, just being with the scene, far from anyone else. When I see some lightning bugs coming down the creek, coming my way from my left, my eyes and my mind can't get together. What's coming through my eyes doesn't make any sense as I watch these lightning bugs coming up the creek towards me, right in front of me now. They're in pairs, 4 feet above the water, 4 feet apart, 4 feet from the ones pair behind them. And they're all flashing in unison, the whole parade, 6 or 8 pairs, all on and off in unison as they slowly pass by, left to right, west to east. I used to take offense to people not believing my unbelievable stories. And I realized that was kind of silly. I tell the stories specifically because they're unbelievable. Makes no sense to then take offense if someone says, ah, that could be. My mind said the same thing at the time. And then much later, like 30 years later, I found out that lightning bugs do sometimes flash in unison. Then I was on a pond, in the middle of the pond, small lake pond, in pitch black. I forgot to bring a light, fishing. Supposed to be a full moon, but I forgot to check what time it came up. When all of a sudden, on one end of the lake, where there were these great, big, tall pine trees close together, all of a sudden a light show ensued with millions of lightning bugs, all flashing in different patterns like crickets and frogs at night. It's like a drum circle going, this group over here with their pattern, this group over here with their pattern. Only it was a light show that coincided with all the insects and frogs and stuff, a concert like none other. Millions of them from the bottom of the trees to the tops, all flashing in group patterns, fast, not like those pairs going up the creek decades earlier. This was an electric light show of magnitude I can't imagine. Even now, I felt like it was just for me. We hear the little bird saying, yes, listen, 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 inside, listen inside the sound, to all the other sounds in that sound. So blessed to be humans at this time, to be a part of the rebirth and the expansion of consciousness like it's never been seen before on this planet. We send our love and peace out to a world that's so thirsty for it. Love, peace, and waves out from here. Love, peace. Thank you. When you're ready, you can slowly come back into the room. Wiggle a little bit, open your eyes a little bit. Mitakriya Oyashi.